Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
It's mischief night. Is that what you called it growing up? That's what I called it.
I think it might have been witching night or something like that when I was younger.
It's Anna and Raven. So the night before Halloween, for me growing up, it was called mischief night because that's when people would go do pranks and they would vandalize and do all kinds of terrible things. I looked at Wikipedia, Raven. It's also called Devil's Night, Gate Night, Goosey Night,
okay,
Cabbage Night, and Mat Night. I don't know.
I'm guessing Cabbage Night is because they threw a lot of cabbage back in the day.
Maybe.
Yeah, that qualifies as vandalism for a plenty.
Have you ever done anything Mischief Night related?
If there was ever a night that I was really unproud of, the things that we would do Mischief Night and running up to Halloween in general, those are not good times.
It's Anna and Raven. Like what?
I stole a bag of candy one time. It was terrible.
From a store?
No, from a person that was walking with it.
What?
It was on Halloween. It wasn't Mischief Night. I was young. I was like 12, and I did a terrible thing. I stole a bag of candy.
That's awful.
Yes, yes. No, I know. And the kid begged for me to release it, too.
Stop it.
I swear,
it's real. You were a bully.
No, I did this one terrible thing, and I felt bad about it for a very, very, very long time. It's true.
Did you ever do anything else that is awful?
I had a friend one time. He had this one of those little, like old Toyotas, and the back windows would come off. You could take them off like you did an Astro van or whatever.
Yeah.
And they bought 2 grosses of eggs. And rode around all night egging things out of that car. Can you imagine?
Nice. But egging is like old school.
I mean, that's a lot of eggs, man.
Do
you ever
eggs.
Get hit with an egg that's being thrown from a vehicle that's doing 55 miles per hour? I'm going to guess it's not going to feel good. I was not in that car. Probably the only reason I didn't go in that car was because I remembered what I did at 12.
Right. Yeah. Right. All bad.
I've tried to outlive that curse.
The only thing I ever did on Mischief Night. It wasn't even Mischief Night. And this is how corny I am. And I'll never forget it because I have so much guilt to this day about it.
Right.
I took an egg and I wrote Happy Halloween on it.
Yeah.
And I put it in my neighbor's mailbox. I didn't smash it.
You didn't smash it.
I didn't boil it.
Nothing.
I just put a raw egg with Happy Halloween written on it and marker in my neighbor's mailbox.
Thought that was hilarious.
To this day, I remember my heart pounding through my chest. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh man.
And to this day, I'm like, why did I do that?
Now, did you ever bring it up to the neighbors?
No.
You never found out what they made of that.
And they
right?
were so nice. I wonder, like, did they make an omelet with my egg?
What did you envision would happen? Like, the mailman would place the mail in there, it would explode or something?
I don't know. I was young. I was probably, like, 8 years old, 9 years old. How dumb, right?
Yeah. See that? You know what? I like to envision myself from now on taking the candy from somebody that did something evil like what you did.
Yeah. Thank you. I wish you had a bag of candy because I would rip it right out of your hands right now.
I know you would.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do on Mischief Night? You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Goosey Night. Prank Night. I call it Mischief Night. That's what I always grew up calling it. That's what today is. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do for Mischief Night?
Goosey Night is so weird to me.
Isn't that weird?
It's foreign, but yeah. I'm sure somewhere it makes total sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I was never one to do this kind of stuff because I was always afraid of getting in trouble. The only thing I ever did is I put a raw egg in my neighbor's mailbox, and I've always had it in my heart and made me feel bad about myself.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ripped out a candy from somebody's hand.
Please don't make me relive the moment, all right? It's terrible. It's one of my most least proud moments of my entire life.
Poor kid just wanted to eat a Snickers.
Kid begged.
Oh, my gosh.
Kid begged. I remember it still.
I wish we knew where that kid was so you could apologize.
Oh, my gosh. I'd say send them all the candy I have. I swear to you, I would.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Well, I had a really strict curfew as a teenager, which was probably really for the best. A group of friends, they were mostly guys, and I don't know how they didn't go to jail for this. They got a dummy, and they would bring it around to an overpass and throw it onto the side of the road while people were driving. And thank God it didn't cause an accident. You know, anybody have an accident? But telling you what, if my kid ever did that now, I would never let them leave the house again.
No, you'd be right.
Wow.
They'll lock you up.
That is
lock
nuts.
You up nowadays for that.
Wow. They should lock you up back then for that.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, back then they just go, oh, kids will be kids. But now, you know, people get into accidents or people throw rocks.
Oh, my God, forbid.
Yeah, they'll definitely lock you up.
Can you imagine how terrifying that would be if you're just driving under an overpass and that happens?
Yeah, not just a rock, but like a body.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you do on Mischief Night?
We bought a universal remote and we would go around the neighborhood, stand outside people's houses and change the channels on their TV.
That's great.
Oh, that's fun.
That's great.
That's so much better than throwing dummies over an overpass.
And around Halloween, like, yeah. You're thinking to yourself, like, it's terrifying. You think that you're haunted, right? Like, I mean, that's terrifying. That's good.
I'm kind of into doing that myself now.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Okay, so, well, it wasn't me. It was my son. And he got home. He was actually brought home by the cops when he was 16 because they egged their principal's house.
Oh, come on, the principal's house out of everybody?
Yes. I mean, can you imagine how humiliated I was? I made him go into the office and apologize the next day. I thought he was going to get suspended, but he didn't.
What
he
happened?
Did not. Him and all of his friends, they thought it was a really great idea, egg his principal's house and toilet paper the trees, pour bleach on the grass. They thought it was so funny, and he had a Ring camera, so they caught the whole thing.
The only problem he had was he got busted. That was the problem in his app.
You were going to mess with the principal's house?
Of course. I mean, if you're going to mess with somebody, that's who you go after.
Oh, I disagree. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you do on Mischief Night?
Me and my buddies, we toilet papered the whole neighborhood.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we got busted because one of the neighbors works at the grocery store, and he knew that we bought a bunch of toilet paper, and it was probably us.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. Hey, you forget that the community is actually intertwined until that moment when they show up at your door.
Oh, yeah. He showed up at midnight, knocked on my door, and told my dad.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, good. He ratted you out. You ever think about your house? Is it actually haunted?
I just imagine
Medium,
that
Anna
poor
Ramondi
kid on the side of the street.
Tell us what to do when your house is haunted.
Stop
next,
it.
Because he took all his candy on Mischief Night.
I told you I felt bad about it. I was 12 years old. That is 30. It's a number of years ago.
It's Anna.
I feel terrible about it.
Tonight is Mischief Night, and this is when the pranks happen. And we're asking, what did you do on Mischief Night? Raven,
I can't believe you.
Raven gets so upset because he's.
I want to forget that it ever happened.
You took candy from a boy who begged for you not to do it.
Listen, there was groups of us. We were both in groups, and it was some sort of, I don't know, it was like the greasers and the socias or something. It was crazy, and I took his bag of candy. I came up. It's a rough neighborhood, right? And sometimes candy got stolen. I still feel guilty about it.
You know what Raven said to me off the air? He said, if I knew who that kid was, I would give him my entire paycheck this week.
I would.
Yeah, yeah.
I would.
Yeah. What did you do on Mischief Night? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Well, when I was a kid, there were these two little old ladies lived next door to me, constantly harassed my dog for barking. And they got their house painted just before Halloween. And when it was all done to get even, I took a bunch of chocolate eclairs and hard-boiled eggs and proceeded to throw them all over her newly painted house.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you feel bad about it, like Raven feels bad, or think she got what she had coming?
Oh, she got what she had coming.
Good. Yeah. And on Raven, what did you do on Mischief Night?
Hi, good morning. It's funny because Anna's story sparked a memory that I must have blocked out. It actually wasn't Mischief Night. I think it was my little brother's communion day, and we had a big party. And I took a meatball and put it in my neighbor's door handle from the food that everybody was, you know, eating. And I remember feeling horrible about it after I did it, but I was scared to fess up.
And you've carried it with you that is your entire life.
No, that sauce on your hand is terrible. Imagine you're that person that grabs a meatball.
It's the blood. It's the blood of your neighbors.
Yeah.
The blood of your neighbors.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Ran around the neighborhood hitting my friends with a sock full of flour.
That's messy, man. I wouldn't appreciate that if I was your friend. I'm gonna be real. That would make me angry.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I want to do it to my daughter.
Right. It's not the worst of pranks, but it would upset me, especially if I'm wearing all black. Oh. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do on Mischief Night?
Well, this is many years ago, about 50 years ago, putting either a potato or an apple in the exhaust so the car wouldn't start. Because years ago, the intake And that was, we used to think that was a giggle until parents, after 1 year, realizing that where the potatoes went, and I thought we had more apples.
Right,
they're gonna,
right.
You could kill somebody, can't you, with the exhaust?
No. It won't start. It won't run.
Oh, right. All right. Thank God.
I don't know. I think that still works, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I mean, if I caught somebody sticking a potato in my car, I'd be upset too.
Yeah, definitely. What did you do on Mischief Night? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Do you think your house is haunted? What do you do about it? Anna Raimondi is a psychic medium, author. You've seen her on Dr. Oz, Drew Barrymore Show. Anna, I bought these antique porcelain dolls at Goodwill, and I made them all spooky looking, and now I'm afraid they're haunting my house.
She brought a demon to the home, Anna.
We've been getting these random electrical surges, but my husband said it was just the air conditioning.
Or a poltergeist.
You gotta be careful when you buy any kind of antique. First of all, I would never buy a porcelain doll. I talk to dead people. Those are freaky. That was something that somebody loved and cherished. And you know,
and now I have them in my front yard.
Right. You're using them to defile the front lawn to make jokes of Halloween.
Done. I will 100% do that.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been the air conditioning, but understand spirit works with anything electrical. It kind of beefs up the energy to do other things. Mm-mm, not good.
Okay, right. Yeah, they're going in the garbage after tomorrow. 100%.
Well, now she's going to throw them in the trash, Anna. So does she need to say a blessing over these things or anything like that? Or
no,
does
I would
she
throw them in somebody else's trash.
I was just going to say, do you throw them in the neighbor's trash?
Go find a neighbor you don't like.
Oh, my gosh.
You better roll by somebody's dumpster.
I'm going to put it in somebody's dumpster.
Yeah,
exactly,
pick a fast food joint or something.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to text you a picture of them so you can see them for yourself.
Well, that's so creepy.
Anna, how can you tell if you're home is haunted?
There's a difference between being occupied and haunted. When a home is haunted, that's a spirit who's stuck there, who can't leave. If your house is occupied, it could be like, you know, your parents or some nice good energy. Haunted really is about the energy that you don't want. And you'll know. I mean, I have heard stories about plates being flung across the room, things popping up on your computer that are not very nice. You know, not lights just blinking, but going crazy blinking. Weird, horrible smells. And then there's just a feeling of, I'm not comfortable here.
I've had that feeling. I don't have that feeling in my house. I have that feeling outside my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because they're spirits of the land. Before your house was there, there was something else there, whether it was a field or a farm or something like that. So you don't like that energy that's coming through outside of your house, or the energy outside of your house doesn't like what happened to the land, and that will come through as well.
Interesting.
You can clear that. You know, I mean, you tell them to go away. You tell them to cross over. Stand there and say, you know, go to the light. There have been instances like people were seeing like this ghost on this street, and he had like overalls on and the whole business. And I said to someone, tell him to cross over, tell him to go to the light. So a couple of people did that, and I haven't heard of anybody seeing this guy again.
Wow. So that's all you got to do. You got to tell him what to do.
Well, either the ghost left or those people that you talked to are dead.
One or the other.
Either one. Yeah, they're with him crossing the road. But yeah, you pretty much tell them, because they're usually ghost spirits that are lost. They get lost in transition, or they're held here by guilt or shame or something like that. You know, they're not held here by happiness. The energy of happiness, the spirits that go to that, they come and go. It's that other energy that just can't transition.
If you tell like a good ghost, how you said there's a difference between the haunting and then ghosts just being there. If you tell a good ghost to go, they'll go. But if it's being haunted and those bad things are happening, can you still just tell them to go away, or is that a different kind of ball game?
You can. I mean, sometimes you kind of need somebody a little bit more professional. Like, I mean, there are exorcists, whether they're shamanic exorcisms, priests. Priests don't typically want to get involved in this stuff. Like, it has to be really proven, but there are people out there.
We got to get a couple of uniforms, Anna, some vests and badges. We could go right into business for this. It seems like there's a void and a need.
I don't want to be an exorcism person. I don't want
that. No, neither do I. Like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hazard pay would be high.
Well, Anna, thank you as always for taking the time. So we just got to tell the ghosts to get on out of here.
Right.
Unless they start really threatening you, then you got to call in the professionals.
Find a pro.
You can check out Anna's podcast. Head to AnnaRaimondi.com and just click her podcast link.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. All right, time out. When I read this last night, I go, no. Like for real?
It's pretty serious, man. It's pretty serious. When I saw it was jarring myself.
If you give your wife a hologram of her deceased dad for a birthday gift, and then you both think it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, that's all I need to know about you.
You imagine that. Not only did Kanye give the gift to Kim Kardashian of her deceased father, but did it in front of a large group of people on top of it, too. Like, it's either incredibly brilliant and thoughtful, or it's a bit deranged.
If you haven't seen this video yet, it is so worth it, because it's one of those jaw-dropping moments when you're like, what?
Right.
And you think, like, nothing Kanye West and Kim Kardashian can do can really take you back.
Could get weirder.
Yeah, nope, they did. So Kim Kardashian turned 40 years old over the last week. And obviously, Robert Kardashian, her dad, passed away a long time ago. So the hologram was him, and it was so realistic.
Tell me you have some sound. Please tell me.
Here's a clip. Robert Kardashian talked from the grave for an extended period of time.
But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy. The most beautiful thing that I have witnessed is watching you grow your family. You married the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West.
Wait a minute. On top of it, he had the deceased father, who never met him, say nice things about him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Isn't that insane?
This is absolutely nuts.
And Kim is crying, and she's saying this is the greatest thing she's ever got. I don't want anybody dead coming back in a hologram to tell me anything.
It's a private thing. It amazes me the amount of time, research, and collecting of these materials that it would take to do a deep fake hologram type thing for realistically him to be able to deliver lines. And I mean, we thought he was running for president. Clearly, this is what he's been doing in Wyoming.
The mannerisms of Robert Kardashian are so spot on. The details of his face, it is literally like he is standing in front of you talking
to you. It's the best hologram I've ever seen. It's true.
If you're going to give me a hologram, it's got to be somebody that's hot and alive. Like, like Brad Pitt and George Clooney got to be standing next to me telling me how beautiful I am.
That's like a 3D video phone. It's a little different. This one's coming from another universe.
Yeah, no.
Like, or another dimension.
On the other side, you stay there. That's all I got to say about
that. I just can't imagine. Again, you know, you're doing that in front of a group of people. And then from what I heard, the family wanted to be alone with the hologram after. Like, I mean, do you think you're going to ask it questions and it's going to come back with answers? Because if it does, that's a robot. You know that, right?
It's like an interactive Disney experience when you go.
You married the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, how did he get him to say Kanye West? Oh. How did he make that happen?
Who knows? All right. Coming up next in 10
Happy
minutes.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Yep.
What's the strangest theme party that you've ever been invited to? 1-800-330-9999. Tan on Raven. Raven, my husband got an Evite to a Zoom ugly Christmas sweater party for tomorrow night.
All right. I love it. Kick the season off early. I've talked to a lot of people. They throw on the decorations up as soon as Halloween is over, like immediately after.
Have you lost your mind?
Listen, if you can't go to a regular Halloween party anyways, do the ugly Christmas sweater thing and do it early. Because then you know who was really prepared for the season.
There's so many things that are sacrilegious about this.
Okay.
One, tomorrow's Halloween, not Christmas, so why would I bring my ugly Christmas party sweater out? It doesn't make any sense at all.
To prove that you still have one. You have more than the one that you wore to the last party.
Two, it's Zoom. Nobody wants to go to a Zoom party anymore. It's just a sad reality in the world.
That is true.
Right.
But get ready, people.
And what do you do once you get onto this party? Now I'm just wearing my sweater. We just look at each other's sweaters and comment on each other's sweaters.
Is this the weirdest party that you've ever been to?
No. But we forgot about the third most annoying part about this whole thing.
Please give it to me.
That I'm not invited. It was just to my husband. Isn't that mean?
I was like,
what? I don't know. But I think that right now, because things are so wacky, people are trying to create all these virtual parties that are ridiculous. But theme parties in general, I find to be kind of corny unless they're done really well.
Every year we do a Christmas pajama party, and already now the invitation list has been set out because we wanted people to prepare for it. And already we're starting to see back from some of our invitees that they're going to be skipping this year because, you know, they're nervous about the proximity of things. And, you know, obviously
the pandemic.
There's that. Well, over the last few days, it hasn't been great news, right? So we have to reconsider whether or not this thing is going to happen at all. But, you know, I've been to weird parties before, so I'm all about that. That's a pajama party, and I love a pajama jammy, jammy, jam.
What's the weirdest theme party you ever went to?
I once went to a Harry Potter wedding, as a matter of fact. And I'm talking like people were dressed like wizards and everybody had a stick and, you know, all that. And yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They met in a Harry Potter chat room.
Oh.
And so that's, you know, that's how they did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got invited to a party. Remember when I thought it was a swingers party?
Yes.
Somebody.
When you first moved into your new neighborhood.
So I had just moved into my brand new neighborhood, and I didn't know any of the neighbors yet. And in my mailbox, there was just a random card, and it said, Heaven and Hell Party.
Right.
And it was really cryptic, and it just had their name and their address and the date and the time.
A nice card. It was like, you know, velveteen.
Yeah.
You know, right. So then you're thinking to yourself, what is this, Eyes Wide Shut? What's going on here?
Oh, I was, I said to my husband, I go, I don't know. Like, I don't know what this is. Is this, right. Is this the kind of neighborhood we live in? This is a swingers neighborhood?
But you have to go because you're new.
Neighbors.
You're
right.
New. Yeah. And you got invited, so you have to see what it's about.
I'll
right?
never forget knocking on that door and not knowing what was going to be behind the door. I had like a whole scheme of like how we were going to get out.
Curiously terrified and yet excited at the same time.
Turns out it was totally just a regular Halloween party.
Right.
Yeah. Just the theme was you had to dress either as an angel or the devil.
That was it.
1-800-3- My husband got an invite to go to a Zoom ugly Christmas sweater party tomorrow on Halloween.
Seems a little bit early, but I'm there for it.
I wasn't even invited, so I'm not there for it. What is the strangest theme party you ever got invited to? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
My brother had an imitation party, so everyone had to come dressed as a TV or movie character, and you couldn't break character the entire time.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Then you select a character, yeah. Like you can be ruthless, unassuming. You can do any of those things. Oh, I love this. I have many characters I enjoy.
What character were you?
I was Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, you can't say that here on the radio. You can't say that.
Yes, you can. Nope. I believe they won a ton of awards for that show.
Don't say it.
No, Moira's fun. She's a fun one to be. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strangest theme party you ever went to?
So I went to an old school toga party, and it was my parents' friends. They threw it. But everyone was way too old, and it was just more like the Greek Renaissance party. Like, it wasn't wild at all, not sorority, and it was actually pretty pathetic.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad,
just
right.
Just trying to relive their youth.
Right, just trying to snap up that saggy skin.
You're sitting in the back of the room judging all the parents, like losers.
Oh my God.
Look at these losers.
Hard.
Where'd you get your toga? Bed Bath & Beyond?
And if anybody else's dad looks really, really good in their toga, and they're like over 10, you're like, oh, they're swingers.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a different kind of party. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strangest theme party you ever went to?
I went to a potluck party once, but everything had to be made with tuna, like tuna fish.
Why?
I have no idea. My friend that threw it called it her tuna potluck party. I don't know if she just liked the pun, thought it sounded good, whatever. I don't know. But I like tuna. It's like, I thought it was fun. People had like, there was sushi. There were a lot of tuna pastas.
Oh, I just,
tuna steaks.
I would not want to be her neighbor. Like if you're in an apartment building and people are rolling up with tuna casserole after tuna casserole after tuna casserole, it smells of the sea, I tell ya.
What did you make for the tuna totluck party?
I made a tuna and tomato bruschetta.
Oh, nice. Delicious.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, that doesn't sound all that bad.
I'm kind of into a tuna totluck party, right?
Leave me out.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the strangest theme party you ever went to?
A naked keg stand party.
So everybody was nude at this party?
Well, first we thought it was a toga party. So we went in togas and we got there. Everybody was butt naked.
Wow.
And what do you do? What do you do in that situation?
I didn't even know what to do. They were doing keg stands. They were holding on and people were holding up their legs and everybody was naked.
I've done my fair share of keg stands. I can't imagine taking off my clothes because I find it would be horrifying.
Right, right. How many people were at this party? Are we talking, is it like 8 people or is it like, you know, it's like 30 people?
50 people.
Wow.
50 people. It was in a backyard. Me and my friend thought we were all decked out and no, we weren't. We were overdressed.
Right, right. I mean, I'm surprised they let you in.
I know. Well, I think they thought we were going to disrobe.
Did you do the keg stand?
I did. I have to admit it.
I mean,
I'm not
you
proud, but I did it.
It's the least you could have done when you were there wearing all that clothing. It was excessive, really.
No, it didn't
neighbors. What are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to see any of my neighbors naked.
Me neither. No, me neither. Next, score yourself a $50 gift card at Amazon just by playing Candy Autopsy. It's the last day I get to use my witch voice. You're not going to want to miss it.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, you're going to love it. Win an Amazon gift card just by playing my favorite game, 1-800-330-9999. It's time for this.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again, that spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Good morning, Danielle. Today we're playing Candy Autopsy. It's the last day we're going to be playing for this $50 gift card from Amazon. Anna loves this game. She's going to describe for you the ingredients of a popular candy that they'll be handing out at Halloween. So all you have to do is correctly identify what the candy is. Do that, you get the $50 gift card to Amazon. Use it for Halloween stuff or anything you want.
Okay, I'm so nervous. Ooh.
Don't be nervous,
That's
Danielle.
All right.
Don't be nervous, Danielle.
Okay. Right. When a witch tells you to calm down, that's definitely going to be effective.
The ingredients are corn syrup.
Yummy.
Sugar. Hydrogenated palm kernel oil.
One of my favorites.
The fruit juice is from concentrate. Apple, lemon, strawberry, orange, cherry.
All right.
Less than 2% citric acid. Tapioca dextrin.
What?
Gelatin. Modified cornstarch. Natural and artificial flavors. Ascorbic acid.
I didn't even hear that last part.
And then the coloring. Don't forget the coloring. Red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, and blue 1!
Blue 1 is my favorite. Enough. 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 All right. I'll go back into your hole until 2021.
God, it feels so good.
What do you think there? What is the candy she's describing?
So the colors threw me off. I thought I had it with the flavors. You said lemon, orange, strawberry, right?
Yes.
Tapioca, gelatin. I'm going to say Starburst.
Yes. Woo! Yeah! Nice job, Danielle. You did it.
Thank you. Thank you.
How is there tapioca in Starburst, though? That's weird.
Listen, I don't know. I don't write the ingredients, but you know what I did do? I read them with my witch voice.
That's enough. Congratulations on the victory.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you so much.
So glad it's over.
Coming up next is our last day of Cracktober. Every day this week, we've had a different Cracktober recipe that you submitted. Now, I didn't expect this to happen, but there was major drama with what happened last night at my house with the Crock-Pot. Tell you in 10 minutes. It's Anna and Raven. All this week, we've taken Crock-Pot recipes that you submitted. Every day, we feature a different one. We test it out, and we create the greatest 5 Crock-Pot recipes of all time. Cracktober.
That's right. We drop it on my expert palate, and I tell you whether or not it's a winner.
This one caused so much drama at my house.
Okay.
You're not even going to believe it. All right, so the recipe was submitted by Laura Alston, and it was for spaghetti squash with meatballs. Now, here's the thing. I've never made spaghetti squash before.
Yes.
So I didn't know how to, first of all, it's hard to cut a spaghetti squash. Like, it's really physically hard. Like, it's really hard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
So I
You're supposed to be tough.
But I've never made this stuff before. So I'm an Italian girl. I know, like, what I know how to make. I don't know, like, a lot of these other kind of things.
So you're only interested in the things that you know to make. And other than that, then it doesn't count the world over. I understand what you're saying there.
And before this week, I've never bought frozen meat.
Not.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know how to make a lot of these things. It's new for me.
Okay.
So I've never bought frozen meatballs in my life, but I want to follow the recipe exactly as it says.
Yeah.
So this recipe called for frozen meatballs. Now, earlier this week, I bought frozen meatballs and I thought they were nasty.
I was going to say, you had to do it twice this week. Difficult for you.
Right.
Are these the same meatballs?
These are different. These are turkey meatballs because this is, according to Laura, it's a healthy alternative.
Oh,
and
boy.
She says that it tastes awesome.
Yeah.
But here's where the drama comes in, Raven.
Okay.
My father is an Italian chef. That's what
right.
he is. You know,
That's
he has
right.
restaurants. So
On the way home, he calls me. Anna! I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
He goes, I'm going to stop by your house. Is Paul home?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
And I go, I'm like, yeah, he's home. He's like, I'm going to drop off a pizza and some pasta for the girls.
Oh, so nice.
And I'm like, thanks, Daddy. And I hang up the phone. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, my God.
Right. You start sweating because you know you've got not only frozen meatballs, but frozen turkey meatballs going on in there.
He's going to bug out.
Right.
So I call my husband really fast.
Tell him to hide it?
I go, Daddy's coming. I go, take the crock pot and hide the crock pot.
Put it in the basement.
He's like, what are you talking about? I go, hide the crock pot. Because he's going to walk in. He's going to smell it. He's going to be like, oh, what's Anna making?
Right.
And then he's going to see. And he's going to have a heart attack right on my kitchen floor.
So, I mean, I thought he was bringing the pasta and everything for the family because he's worried about them.
No. He can under no circumstances know that I bought frozen meatballs because it's one of those things that for the rest of my life, I don't know. I taught you how to make, you know, the most delicious meatballs, but all of a sudden now you got to buy the frozen meatballs?
Right.
I don't understand. Where did I go wrong?
Did he get it hidden in time?
So Paul went and he hid it in the basement and my dad came.
That's a good husband.
Yeah.
Because a lot of spouses would have just been like, whatever.
My husband knows my dad.
Yeah.
He knows that this is not a false alarm. This is a real alarm.
it's a real thing.
Yeah. So luckily he did not see the frozen meatballs in the crock pot. But here's the thing. The recipe's nasty. Go ahead, try it.
Oh, but I mean, that's how you sell it?
I don't like it. I don't know. It's because I...
A friend submitted this, and you thought it was going to be a great idea.
Well, I don't know who this person is. I mean, I'm sure they're very nice. It's just not my kind of...
All right. Let me blow on it here. It's a little hot.
We have a request for you not to chew like an animal into the microphone like you did yesterday.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All right? No, that's where the microphone is. That's where my mouth is. Person that I offended.
Okay.
Did you get the same kind of frozen meatballs that she suggested?
Yeah.
Or it's just in general?
No. It was just in general.
Here's the thing. My wife also makes her own meatballs.
Yeah.
And they're very good.
Yep. Is it good or not? Because I couldn't eat it.
I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah, I had to make my family a different dinner.
There's three meatballs in here and a scoop of the spaghetti squash, and I just don't think it's going to happen.
And I thought the spaghetti squash would look like spaghetti. It didn't. It just looks like a lump of squash.
No.
I don't know if I did it wrong. I don't know. But if you want to try this recipe for yourself, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page, or you can head to the station website. Just search for Anna and Raven.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
I made the Mississippi pot roast, the crock pot recipe that you submitted for Crocktober. Do you know that 5 other people also submitted the exact same recipe?
Because it's really good. I actually just saw your video and you didn't use my tweaks. I told you to use my tweaks.
The only one I did use that's not on the video is that I poured half the juice from the peppercini can in there. The other ones I didn't do because I didn't want to add too many of the peppercini peppers because my husband doesn't like things that are spicy at all. And even though they're sweet, I was like, he's going to complain and he's not going to like it.
Yeah, well, Raven doesn't like them either. And I use like 20 of them and I slice them and he still loves it.
Well, certain things are worth the burn.
So what's going on? How's Raven been behaving as a husband? First of all, congratulations. You guys won the costume contest.
Yes, yes, we did. It was fun. I wanted to be Dorothy ever since I was a little girl, so I did it.
I think
I did a pretty good job on his costume.
You did. Raven was the Scarecrow. I was saying to my husband, Paul, I go, only Alicia could get Raven to get dressed up like that. You know, every year, Raven and I have to get dressed up for Halloween, and it's always, he's so dismissive. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I must have like thrown 20 ideas at you before you finally agreed on one.
That's not true. Come on.
You, Alicia, are like, listen, I'm going to dress you up as the most ridiculous scarecrow that I can possibly come up with and parade you around town. And he's like, okay, honey. And you guys actually won an award for it.
Perfect match to the movie. I mean, she had that photo blown up next to me.
If you want to see the photo and you haven't seen it yet, you can head to Facebook or Instagram, search Anna and Raven.
Well, he's usually dismissive with me when it comes to Halloween costumes too, but I think it was because I was sick, so upset about, you know, I couldn't eat and I was miserable, so he was scared.
Yeah.
So that's how I got to pull it off this year.
Some people say it's fear. Some people people would call it endless devotion to the woman that I love. But, you know.
Please. Right. I think we all know it's here that you're terrified.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. So how's he been behaving as a husband?
So I studied the Scarecrow's costume, where the hay was coming out, all of it. And I wanted to watch the movie, Anna. Instead, I had to watch YouTube videos because he threw away all of our DVDs. He likes to say he didn't, but we probably had at least 100 DVDs. And some of them were old movies. My Wizard of Oz, I think, was like a collector's one. He tried to blame it on my son that we gave them all to him. And I texted my son and he was like, no. He's like, why would I take Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Raven, why would he?
These DVDs got loaned out to various places over times and then moved.
Yeah,
and
we loaned out
they're probably still in the house
one of
somewhere.
Our DVDs.
We had some good DVDs and we can't find those either. So I acknowledge the fact that some have probably been gotten rid of. But other than that, there's a box of them somewhere. We just don't know where they are.
Listen,
I can't find my 30th anniversary Jaws, my Alien box set.
All the DVDs away.
No, they're somewhere.
It's what he does, Anna. If he gets sick of something sitting in a place for too long, he'll throw it away without asking. He threw the dog pool away.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't even like the pool. They never went in the pool. It doesn't take up space.
FYI.
It actually serves no purpose whatsoever.
I went out and found the pool. Okay. We actually altered the pool so that the dogs could step into it.
No, it's in the trash.
It was my project. I found it in the trash. Like, he doesn't even ask.
This is a $7 pool you bought at Target, right?
Yes. Thank you. Right. And we kind of sliced in it, and it was going to sit there all winter long.
Raven definitely threw away the DVDs. He wouldn't look me in the eye when I asked.
Yep.
He would not look me in the eye.
You are a liar.
Uh-huh. All right, so what
he won't look me in the eye either, and he gets mad. He gets angry. Like,
defensive.
That's the first sign that you're lying.
Yep.
Get the grade.
What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
A D, because it keeps lying.
A D.
You liar.
For
you
thrown out
dirty,
DVDs.
Dirty liar. You threw out all the DVDs and the dog $7 Target pool. You threw it all away.
Right.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Claire and Ben. Claire, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, tomorrow's Halloween, and like usually in our neighborhood, we set up like a table with beer and wine and stuff, and neighbors, when they're going out trick-or-treating, they'll come by with their kids. We've been doing this for 12 years, but like this year, I don't want to do it because of COVID. It just seems like a terrible idea, and my husband thinks it's fine. He thinks I'm being crazy.
Ben, what's your side of this?
I think she's being absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the town's doing great, you know. The numbers are down. Everybody's wearing a mask anyway. The kids will have masks on. So we'll just, like, stick with beers or something so that way nobody's grabbing wine bottles. I mean, are you really going to tell me that the neighbors can't stop by? We've been doing this for 12 years.
I mean, it's a tough call this year. I don't think anybody knows what they're supposed to do. Every town is different. Some towns, like your town, numbers are down and things are okay. My town, our mayor has asked us not to do anything. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if people are going to show up.
It's just like anywhere else you go at this point, right? People have to make up their own mind. So if you set up in your front yard and you sit there, some of your neighbors are probably going to keep on walking by. Some of your people are not even going to come out of their house, and others are going to come by and they're going to park themselves at the bar just like they always have.
But in Claire's defense, now you're opening up yourself to liability and that you've become a stop point.
Yes, you're the reason that COVID is here.
Well.
Yes.
It's a tough call on what to do. I actually understand this because I do something very similar, and I had the same conversation with my husband last night. I go, wait a minute. Are neighbors still going to come? Should we still do this?
And are you going to say publicly what you're doing?
I don't know yet, so I don't know. What we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Claire. This isn't the year to be inviting people into your yard for drinks. People understand. But they may see Ben's side, too, that if it's just beers and you're pulling beer out of a cooler, you're not, you know, like, I don't know, swigging from the same vodka bottle. What's the difference?
It's no more dangerous than grabbing your candy bars. All right, call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I think everybody's struggling with this year. What do you do? It's Halloween tomorrow. Do you go with your usual traditions like you always do? Or do you not do anything? The problem between Ben and Claire is that for the last 12 years, they set up like the community bar in the lawn. The neighbors come by, they grab a beer, they say hello, they hang out for a few minutes, they go on their way.
Ben says, business as usual. Mm-hmm. Claire says, no.
Yeah, well, I think Ben says that, you know, most people have to assess their own risk, right? So I'm out there clearing leaves in my yard the other day, and there's at least seven of my neighbors out there doing the exact same thing. And guess what? We're stopping and having conversations when we're out in the street dropping these things off. Are we keeping a distance? 4 feet? Maybe. I don't have my tape measure out there. Most people, again, they have to assess their own risk and do what they're going to do. If you're out there walking around with the kids, you're assuming some amount of risk already.
Yeah, but do you participate? That's the bigger question. Let's check our text line. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Text line says, she's correct for wanting to be safe. If the neighbors want to drink, they could Zoom and drink in their own homes. Social distancing is important right now. I agree with social distancing being important, but I disagree. Nobody wants to Zoom anything anymore.
I was going to say, yeah. Is there a worse idea to be Zooming Halloween? For me, I'll just take a sleeping pill and go take a nap.
Let's check another text. Melissa says, I'm just going to pose this question. Who said that this virus wasn't around last Halloween when everybody was doing the same traditional things unbeknownst to us? I don't know what the question is in that situation.
The question is whether or not was it already here.
Was it already here? Oh,
some people say so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way.
Yeah. Much like everything else this year, the votes seem to be kind of stuck down the middle on what to do in this situation. Ben and Claire have a tradition. For the last 12 years of their house, they set up an outside bar on Halloween. Neighbors stop by with the kids, they have a beer, and then they go along their merry way. Claire says, COVID, can't do it this year.
Yeah, she doesn't want to set up the bar, but Ben says, you know what? I mean, people are already out with the kids. We have to do this. People can have a drink if they want to. We'll keep it with beers. We won't be pouring drinks. We'll just be able to toss them out just like we do candy.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh, I am 100% on the husband's side.
Tell us why.
If people are not going to go out, they're not going to go out. So don't worry about it. The people that want to go out are going to go out. So do what you always do. It's for the kids and stop being a wussy.
You know what I'm thinking, Anna, is YOLO. As I see things start to go south in other areas, I'm thinking every party is my last party. YOLO!
You really want to be the house that's a super spreader event, though? You want that in the news?
YOLO for everybody!
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Well, I'm either sister's side. I don't think you should do anything. It's 1 year. We got to get through this. Everybody's got to be safe, and it's a large gathering.
So you don't think that they should hand out candy to kids either?
No, I'm not doing trick-or-treating. We have a huge parade that's canceled. Nothing.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ben, our audience agreed with you. Game on. Just make sure everything is socially distanced. Everything is safe. Everybody gets their own. Keep some hand sanitizer over there. Maybe some gloves. Can't stop living your life.
Claire, I don't think it's a bad thing that you're a bit worried about this and that, you know, you want to be cautious. At the same time, people have to go out and run errands and do things every single day. So you put the items out there and people make their own choice. And if they want to approach, great. You're happy to have the company. Maybe you want to keep back or not, or if they're not safe or they don't feel safe, then they're not going to approach. It'll be okay.
And just for that, I'm getting a bottle of Jack for everybody to kill the bug.
Well, that'll make them get closer once that's been open for a little while.
Maybe not the best way to go about it.
Right.
All right. You got a problem too? Send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Lauren, we've got $2,700 on the line for you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
Lauren, this is all you. All the questions today, Halloween-themed. 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear us. And ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, the Sanderson sisters will reunite tonight to raise money for the New York Restoration Project. What iconic Halloween movie are the Sanderson sisters from?
Focus, focus.
Number two, the number one most wanted Halloween candy this year is once again Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. What 3 colors make up the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup official logo?
Brown, yellow, and orange.
Number three, the most popular children's costume in any given year is a princess. What Disney princess has a chicken named Hey Hey by her side?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Number four, today's National Candy Corn Day. What 3 colors are candy corn, the original, OG?
Yellow, orange, and white.
Number five, because the studio had such a small budget for the original Halloween movie, to create the Michael Myers mask, they bought a $2 mask of what actor and spray painted it white?
Neither are.
Time's up, Lauren. That's all right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay.
Lauren got 3 out of 5.
It's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the Sanderson sisters will reunite tonight to raise money for the New York Restoration Project. What iconic Halloween movie are the Sanderson sisters from?
I saw this. Hocus Pocus.
Yes. Number two, the number one most wanted Halloween candy this year is once again Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Mm-hmm.
What three colors make up the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup official logo?
It's orange.
Yep.
The writing is yellow.
Yep.
I'm going to say brown. It's chocolate.
Yes. Number three, the most popular children's costume in any given year is a princess. What Disney princess has a chicken named Hey Hey by her side?
I'm just going to take a stab and say Moana.
That's a good guess. It's Moana.
Whoa, I never even saw it.
Oh, that's
why I was like, I couldn't remember a chicken anywhere else. So. Wow.
Wow. All right, number four. Today is National Candy Corn Day. What three colors are candy corn?
Candy corn is white, yellow, and orange.
Yep. Number five, because the studio had such a small budget for the original Halloween movie, to create the Michael Myers mask, they bought a $2 mask of what actor and spray-painted it white?
William Shatner, the Shatman.
Lauren, he took you down 5-3 this morning. Oh, I thought that you were going down today. I never thought you would know Moana.
I love Halloween. That was just a stab in the dark, Moana.
Yeah. Lauren, we will get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Lauren, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Lauren. Hold on.
Better luck next time. My other guess was the one with the princess in the castle and the big beast guy, but I figured a chicken would be out of place.
Monday's jackpot, $2,800. That's another record-breaking jackpot, and I'll give you the cheat sheet. The first two answers coming up at noon and 5:30 today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.